Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, we have an exciting topic for you, and I hope that you are enjoying your day. I hope that you are taking the opportunity to control your day, to take charge of your destiny. You know, you really can do that through your thinking, through what you say, through how you handle situations that come your way. You know, one of the best ways to demonstrate that you have self-control is in your behavior and how you handle situations. You know, we say that you can't control what happens to you. You have almost zero control of that. But on the other hand, on the other side of that, you almost have 100, or I would say you do have 100% of how you react to what has happened to you. And that's huge right there for some people. So as we wait for our co-host this morning, Professor Terry Benjamin, to dial in, he's going to be coming to us today and he's going to be talking on the subject. It has something to do with relationships. That much I know. But before I do that, let me just go on and welcome you to the broadcast today, Tuesday. Please, if you want to share something, you want to make a comment, you can always dial in 347-945-7991 and hit the number one key. Well, we have some exciting things that are happening, so we welcome you. You can always go to the chat room as well. It is open for those of you who want to go to the chat room or for those of you who want to listen to the broadcast via the Internet. Well, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you. But now, tomorrow, Wednesday, I do have a very, very special guest coming on, but I'll tell you about her in a minute. Let me tell you right now what Professor Benjamin is going to be talking about today. He will be talking from the subject, get this, winning in love and business. It says winning in love and business. It says, do you know your father's love language? Do you know your father's love language? And what he's going to do, he's going to talk to you about the five love languages and how to express heartfelt commitment to your mate. And it's a book by Gary Chapman. Now, for those individuals who may not have a mate, you may want to listen in, because the time to learn what to do with a mate, I would say, is before you get the mate. Many of us learned as we went along, but I submit, after 23 years of being married, that it might be a little bit better to know some things going in. Can save yourself some years of heartache and pain and problems and just a whole lot of other stuff. But this program will definitely help to ensure lasting happiness and love and business. But, you know, ultimately, it's up to you. Ultimately, it's how you make up your mind, what you decide to do. That's basically where it all comes from, you know. We can dance around the topic. We can come up with sidebars here and there. But at the end of the day, it is up to you. It's that made, it goes back to that made-up mind. I never forget that. My sister told me that she had heard this, and she told me, I've never forgotten it, and she told me this over 10 years ago, and it was very powerful. She told me that there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. And as I began to think about some of the things that myself and other people make their minds up about, well, you can clearly see that it's a powerful tool. Think about people who make up their mind to do everything from get married to drop out of school to go back to school to have children and not do anything for their children. I mean, the list goes on and on. To lose weight, to not lose weight, to be with someone, to not be with them, and to get a job in a certain field. Once the mind is made up, that is a powerful force. The mind is a powerful force. You know, we've seen people that had, you know, fallen ill, sick, taken some type of, you know, and some incident happened to them, and it looked like everything was over, only for the doctors to later inform the family members that it's the person's will that brought them back. Like, in other words, the doctors, they really couldn't do anything. All their medical procedures weren't good enough. So sometimes you have to realize that, but we'll save that for another time and talk more about that. But right now, we're going to go right into the message on today, Winning in Love and Business, as presented by Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. This is live radio.
Awesome.
And I'm speaking to you from the fifth floor of Union County College. They wouldn't let me into the building until 7 o'clock. So.
Awesome. No problem. Beautiful. Well, we're glad to that you can have your own studio anywhere you go.
As a matter of fact, I thought about walking around the building and calling in and just talk to you as I walked around the building, you know.
Exactly. Stopping and seeing with different whoever might be there at this time of morning, security staff, employees.
That's who's here, you know, because I have a 8 o'clock class this morning, so I wanted to get in. I tried to get in at least an hour before and also do the radio show. But good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I've told them a little bit about your topic, so you can take it away.
I'll be glad to. At least, again, thank you so much. And this book is a book that I had discussed before, but the thing that I know for myself is there are some books, okay, there are some books in my library that I read at least once a year, okay? And this is one of the books. Another book I read at least once a year is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And also another book I like to read at least once a year is The Power of Intention by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And these books are books that I always want to keep close in my mind. And this book here, The Five Love Languages, How to Express Heartfelt Commitments to Your Mate, is by Gary Chapman, and it's so important, especially for those of us who are in business, because a lot of times when you're in business, you're just so consumed by the business, you're consumed by making money that you sometimes neglect your mate. And I think that we need to really understand that, you know, in the words of Billy D. Williams in a film entitled Mahogany, he says that success is nothing if you don't have someone to share with. And so as we cultivate our business and our business opportunities, we need to also cultivate and honor our mate, you know, or our spouse, our husband, and our wife, because in final analysis, I don't know about you, Lisa, but I don't want to have all the riches in the world and not have anyone to share with it, anyone to enjoy what I've accomplished for myself. And so when we talk about love, we talk about business as well, but again, we want to have a balance. We want to have a situation where we can do both. We can be successful at both, you know, because, I mean, what's the use of gaining all this riches and whatnot if your family life is not what it should be? And so this morning, we're talking about how to communicate with the ones that you love. And basically, it's the five love languages. Everybody has a way that they appreciate someone speaking to them. And basically what happens, once we learn our mate's love language, we can speak to them in that particular language. And the five love languages are simply, and I'll just state them and then just talk a little bit about them and just hopefully open it up to our audience. The five love languages, the first love language is words of affirmation. Words of affirmation. Number two is quality time. Number two is quality time. Number three is receiving gifts. Number four is acts of service. And number five is physical touch. And a lot of people think that for most women it's words of affirmation, and for most men it's physical touch. But it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, it could be, maybe for a female, her love language could be physical touch. I mean, she likes to be touch, she likes to be appreciated in that way. And for some men, if you tell them, like, that's a nice suit, or you really did that particular job well, that may build them up. So basically what we're talking about talking to our mate in the love language that would build them up, whether it be words of affirmation, whether it be quality time, whether it be receiving gifts, or whether it be acts of service or physical touch. All these things, and according to Gary Chapman, these are the things that fill up our love tank, okay? To be happy in your marriage, especially, you have to fill your spouse's love tank as well as they're filling yours. Now, I also want to just have a word of caution here and state that, I mean, it's not up to you or anybody else to make me happy, okay? I believe that we as humans, we make ourselves happy. Anything that anybody else can do, my wife, your husband, whoever, is to compliment our happiness. And they compliment it by, you know, speaking our love language, whether it be words of affirmation, whether it be quality time, whether it be receiving gifts, whether it be acts of service, or whether it be physical touch. Okay? And so, again, let's briefly look at the five love languages. And the first one, I think, is very, very important because, again, I mean, we need to affirm our love for our spouse. And so when we talk about affirmations, okay, basically we're talking about words that our spouse can say to us to make us feel loved. And basically there are certain things that we can do. So again, words of affirmation. This chapter is open, and it begins with a quote by Mark Twain, which Mark Twain says, "I can live for 2 months on a good compliment." Okay, so we need these words of affirmation. For example, you look sharp in that suit. You look nice in that dress. You're the best cook in the world. I really appreciate you washing the dishes tonight. These are affirmations. These are things that we can tell our spouse to make them feel better. I mean, these are really encouraging words, as it says here in the book here. Giving verbal compliments is only one way to express words of affirmation to your spouse. Another dialect is encouraging words. The word encouraging means to inspire courage. All of us have areas in which we feel insecure. We lack courage, and that lack of courage often hinders us from accomplishing the positive things that we would like to do. The latent potential within our spouse and in his or her areas of insecurity may await your encouragement. So encourage your husband and wife with these kind words, these words of affirmation. Just saying thank you is a word of encouragement, you know. Just saying, you know, I really appreciate what you did for me today is a word of encouragement. And so again, though, so for some people, their love language is words of affirmation, words of appreciation and encouragement. Also, for some people, love language number two is quality time. You know, and when I say quality time, I'm not saying, you know, sitting with your husband or sitting with your wife watching the TV. Okay, that's giving quality time to the television. But when we say quality time, we're just sitting on the couch with each other and just talking to each other, looking each other in the eye and speaking to each other. That quality time. We're so busy, we sometimes have to take out 20 minutes or 30 minutes of our life just to spend time with our spouse and let them know that they are important enough to have our undivided attention. I like when President Obama and his wife started talking about date nights. Okay, that's a very, very good way to spend quality time, to spend that togetherness. It says here in the book that quality conversation requires not only sympathetic listening, but also self-revelation. When a wife says, "I wish my husband would talk, I never know what he's thinking or feeling," she is pleading for intimacy. She wants to feel close to her husband. And again, that is going to the whole question of quality time. And also can be quality activities, doing something together, playing a round of pool or golf or playing cards, just spending time together, just spending that quality time together. So again, number two, quality time. Number three, receiving gifts. Okay, gift-giving. You know, I mean, what I do a lot of times, I will, like, actually buy a gift, buy a card for my wife, and I will actually mail it to her. I mean, I can give it to her. I mean, I see every night. I can give it to her, but it's better for her to go to the mailbox and pull out a card that I mail to her, okay? And it says here in the book, a gift is something you can hold in your hand and say, "Look, he was thinking of me," or "she remembered me." You must be thinking of someone to give a gift. The gift itself is a symbol of that thought. And so, in other words, gifts are symbols of love. And everybody likes to receive gifts, okay? And that might be one way to show your love for your spouse. Give a gift. It doesn't have anything expensive, but it's really truly the thought that counts. Love language number four, acts of service, okay? She cooks for me. She cleans for me. She irons my clothes. I mean, you know, he takes care of the yard. He takes care of the pool. He takes care of all the things that need to be taken care of in the house. I mean, again, these are acts of service. You know, we want to be of service to our family. We want to save it to our spouse. It says here in the book here, it says here, people tend to criticize their spouse most loudly in the area where they themselves have deepest emotional need. The criticism is an ineffective way of pleading for love, okay? Again, I wish he would do this. I wish he would do that. You know, it talks about Dr. Chapman in this book here. When he was a kid, he had to do a lot of vacuum cleaning, and to this day, he hates to do that. But he does it for his wife because he does it as an act of love, not because he has to, but because he wants to do. And the last thing is physical touch, okay? It's here. We have known that physical touch is a way of communicating emotional love. Okay, numerous research projects in the area of child development have made that conclusion. Babies who are held, hugged, and kissed develop a healthier emotional life than those who are left for long periods of time without physical contact. We need physical touch. We need to have the feeling that someone loves us enough to hold us, you know, to give us that physical attention. You know, many times it's translated as sexual activity, but it's not always that. Sometimes it's just, you know, holding hands, okay? Just being together, just having that person's hand on your shoulder. And so when we talk about the five love languages, we talk about word of affirmation. We talk about quality time. We talk about receiving gifts. We talk about acts of service, and we talk about physical touch. And again, just in conclusion, this is a book, again, I read it many times, and I find myself at least once a year, and I share it with my wife, and we read it together. And the book is entitled The Five Love Languages, subtitled How to Express Heartfelt Commitment to Your Mate. and this is by Dr. Gary Chapman. And again, it's a book that really for couples. As a matter of fact, we got this book. Me and my wife is really one of our marriage gifts. You know, this was given to us by a couple for one of our marriage presents. You know, so again, it is a valuable gift to us, and it would be a valuable gift to those who are listening to us. And so again, it's the 5 love languages, how to express heartfelt commitment to your mate, by Dr. Gary Chapman. And Lisa, I guess I would like to ask you, what is your love language? What is your primary love language? And also, maybe even more important, what is the language, love language of your spouse?
Oh, definitely. For me, it is definitely the affirmations. Oh my God, that is not.
You like those compliments, huh?
By far. Well, I like to give them. I absolutely love to give compliments and affirmations, so I'm so glad you pointed that out. And I do it not just with my spouse. I do it in business. I do it with my team members, my partners, supporters, people that I network with. I mean, I can be found doing this with ranked strangers, really. I just believe it was something I was born to do, but thank you for sharing that this is actually a language that expresses love. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, let me ask you, but what is your husband's love language? What would you say would be his love language?
Well, I would say that he is definitely, which one talked about being supportive? Which one was closest to that?
Okay, that would be to be supportive. That would be more like acts of service.
Yes, absolutely. He is 1,000% acts of service. And again, he does it with me, and he does it everywhere I see him. You know, he did it at church.
That's great.
The day I met my husband, from the very first day I met him, and I met him in a local bar in the city of Bloomington.
What?
I was absolutely new to the state of New Jersey. I had never been to Jersey before. And my mother and several other people, my mother had come here to visit, and someone took her to a little place in Irvington called the Fox Trap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that should make you laugh right there. But
that's old school.
I went there one Friday after work, and several Fridays after that, we met there in that place, and we've been together.
That's amazing.
But ever since I met him, my God, acts of service, wow. That is, and here's the thing, I didn't realize that until after, we've been married 23 years, and
wow.
I believe, I didn't realize that that was his language until about our 22nd year of marriage.
Oh, what? Wow.
And so that's why I think it's so important that you come on the broadcast and bring various topics, because I believe that this is a topic that a lot of people, if not every couple, definitely needs to hear. This is critical.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I could have embraced his language a whole lot sooner.
Wow. And it's so funny, because a lot of people don't realize that for most men, I mean, even for myself, acts of service. I mean, I want to be of service. I want to be of service to my students. I want to be of service to my wife, my children. And most people get the impression that men are selfish and only think about themselves. Well, that's not true. We want to. We want to be that great father, that great husband, and believe it or not, you know. And sometimes I think with a lot of men, we sort of shut down because we don't feel that we can do that, because sometimes we're criticized so much that we say, well, you know what, I can't do this. But you know what, when you shut down like that, you really shut down a part of yourself. And I see a lot of men who are sort of shut down, you know, because of different things they've gone through. But once you understand your primary love language, You move in that direction, and it helps you, you know, because I think that, you know, in the book it says that love is a choice. Okay, you have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's closing that very well, and I'm sure it's the reason that he does very well on his job, and certainly what I've seen, I mean, people absolutely love him. But who wouldn't love a person that is serving them? You know, people say, we don't care how much you know to him, we want to know how much you care. So
yes,
when you're serving someone, when you're in an act of service, and I tell you, it took me, like I said, 20-something years to realize language. Because, you know, you can get caught up, people can get caught up in television and movies and what they see other people talking about. In turn, you know, people who give gifts, these things are absolutely wonderful. But guess what? That may not be the language of the person you're dealing with.
Well, see, that's a good point. That's a good point, because you got to speak in that love language. As I said last week, you know, when, like, entrepreneurs, you know, you're not in business to please yourself, okay? Every business that is successful is a business that is offering service, you know? Even when you watch TV, I mean, the programs are there, but it's almost like the programs are there to support the advertisements, okay? Because they gave you like 10 minutes of a program, then they gave you another 5 minutes of advertisements, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? Telling you what you should have or what you need, even if you don't need it. But again, it's offering service. And again, I think people need to get this book and read it. And because, I mean, the whole thing, like, with quality time. A lot of people think quality time is like, you know, just sitting watching TV together, you know. I mean, quality time is really, you know, sitting down with your mate for 10, 15 minutes. And, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of a long time, but you know what? You got to spend that quality time. It's not just time, but it's the quality of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, you know. This is great. It's another great topic. Of course, it's a busy time this morning. I know we can't stay past the hour because I too am teaching this morning as well. So I will be getting out.
I know. We're some busy people, right?
Exactly. Well, will you also be teaching at Essex this semester?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm here at Union County College in the morning and Essex County College in the afternoon.
Okay, and what time are you done at Essex?
I'm done at 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that's where the real work begins, because now I got to read all the papers that I just signed.
I will be done at 2:30 at Essex today.
Oh, okay, I'm going to run into you.
Yes, I'm hoping that is enough. I hope we get that opportunity to do that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Please, yes. What's today? Tuesday, yeah. Somewhere down around calf.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
That would be that would be wonderful, because we need to really go over a few things. But, yes, and so here's the time that it really, to get this love language. I really like this, and I hope people go back and listen to the archives, listen to those five languages, get a copy of the book, read the book. You know, it can work with your children. Your children need to know your love language.
No, not about it. Because it's funny, because there's a whole section in the book simply entitled Love Languages for Children. Children and Love Languages, they call it. You know, because, again, kids need to be built up, and the sooner they are built up, the better. And my daughter came to me last night, you know, and she stopped me in my tracks and said, you know what, I want you to hear, because I made my first note on my clarinet. So I sat there and listened to her on her first note. You know, I mean, again, she needed some words of affirmation. You know, hey, that's good. Keep up the good work. You know, so again, I mean, it could never start too soon. You know, these words of affirmation. The quality time, the receiving gifts, the acts of service, and the physical touch. You know, again, they say babies who don't receive a human touch don't do as well. You know, and I know my twins have so much love, because everybody's always lifting them up and touching them and holding them and whatnot. And I see how they smile and gurgle and just have a good time. But this is part of their development. Okay, so it's a human need.
Absolutely. Well, we have just a few seconds left. to the podcast. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to definitely stop the show here, but definitely thank each and every person for tuning in. Thank you for joining us on today. And we also would expect you to be back tomorrow, same time. An awesome guest coming on. She has her own business. She's an entrepreneur. She's going to come and talk to us about her business and what she does as an entrepreneur. And we're going to go from there, and we're going to have other entrepreneurs coming on like that, leading up until August, which is our grand finale for our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo down at the Newark Marriott Hotel.
So, oh, yes, yes.
I'm getting ready for that, Terry. So,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, looking forward to that, yeah. We need to talk about that.
Okay, well, that's definitely, so I want to make sure you're on point for that. But everyone, enjoy the rest of your powerful day. Wherever you're at, you know, make an impact. Make an impact with the people around you, especially with our youth. Make a positive impact with our youth because they really are our future. So, Terry, have a great day, and we'll see you back next Tuesday for another powerful, powerful, sexy at 60 book project.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And all right, say hello to all your.
I will. I will. Take
all
care.
Right.
You the same. All right.
Have a great day, and don't stop. To the top.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.